Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of 1 Thessalonians. So I'm going to go toward the end of Scripture. If you find Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, you will then find 1 Thessalonians. So this is the Apostle Paul, who is writing to the church of Thessalonica. And it's a shorter book, doesn't get always a whole lot of attention. But we are going to read 1 Thessalonians 1 through 3 and take some devotional pauses, think through some application, and then close in prayer. And I want to encourage you to follow along and do that with me. Father, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for this book of Thessalonians, who we typically don't come to. And I pray, Father, that you would just help us to understand what we are to learn and what we are to apply to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember you before our God and Father, your work produced by faith, your faith prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. So even back then, Paul and the people of God were waiting for Jesus to return, knowing the judgment was coming someday. But the hope was all based on the fact that they had turned to Christ. He notes that they had been through intense, severe suffering, but that they had followed their example and that they had still joy because of the Holy Spirit. That's a great example for all of us. Chapter 2. You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without results. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know, but with the help of our God, we dared to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God, who tests our hearts. You know we never use flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else. Even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. For you, brothers and sisters, became imitators of God's churches in Judea, which are in Jesus Christ. You suffered from your own people the same things that churches suffered from the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and also drove us out. They displease God and are hostile to everyone in their effort to keep us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved. In this way, they also heap up their sins to the limit. The wrath of God has come upon them at last. So he's talking about his ministry to them. He's talking about how he spent time with them, loved them, that he was all about pleasing God, not people, but he gave their lives to them in the midst of that ministry as they established church there. And he recognizes how difficult it has been for them in their suffering, and that preaching the gospel was the main thing. We continue in verse 17. But brothers and sisters, when we were orphaned by being separated from you for a short time, in person, not in thought, out of our intense longing, we made every effort to see you. For we wanted to come to you, certainly I, Paul, did again and again, but Satan blocked our way. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of the Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. Chapter 3. So when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. We sent Timothy, who is our brother and co-worker in God's service and spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials. For you know quite well that we are destined for them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted, and it turned out that way, as you well know. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter had tempted you, and that our labors might have been in vain. So Paul is very concerned. He had not seen them. He wanted to see them. He was afraid that maybe Satan had gotten to them and had torn down a lot of the work they had done. Verse 6, but Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us just as we long to see you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your heart so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. So they received an encouraging report from Paul, from Timothy. Timothy was one of the ministry partners. He would sometimes be left at a church or visit a church and come report to Paul. And that's what happened here with the Thessalonians. And so he was encouraging them, thankful for them and praying for them, that their strength, that their faith would continue to be strengthened. Well, that's the end of chapter 3. That's the end of our reading for today. So what sticks out to you is something that you can take with you to apply from God's word today. For me, he talks about his ministry with them and how it was really all about God's word. And it was about pleasing God. I've been in ministry many years, and one of the difficult things to remember is that this is all about trying to please God and not people, because I am a people pleaser. I like people to like me. I want people to feel loved and cared for. And yet that often comes into friction, into opposition with what is most important to God. And so to love people enough to tell them the truth and to make the gospel the cornerstone, the foundation of what we do is important. And to be able to love people in that way, no matter what's going on in their lives or no matter what the response is. So that's my personal application. I want to encourage you to consider your own application today of God's word. Father, thank you for your word. In this reading from Thessalonians, Father, we see the Apostle Paul, who traveled around and started churches, but had great love for people. And especially, Father, his desire was that when he was with people in those ministries, that he was faithful to your word, that he was pleasing you and not people. Although at the same time, Father, he was loving people and sharing his life with them and concerned for their spiritual growth. Lord, I have the same feeling for the churches I have been in and for the ministry you have me in right now, Father. I'm so grateful for it, so grateful for the people. And Father, my prayer is that they would stand strong in you, that you would help me to stand strong in your word and in my love for your people through your word. May they see you through me. Help us to honor you today, Father, as we live as a light for you. In Jesus' name, amen.